You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching on the importance of the local church. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen, and welcome back to Victory is Assured. We've been talking about the importance of the local church, and I hope you've been getting a lot out of that, whether you're a congregation member or whether you're a pastor. This is extremely important to us at Kurt Owen Ministries because we believe in strong local churches. We believe in you attending church, not just listening to our broadcast, watching us on YouTube or Facebook or whatever, but you actually having a place that you show up and put your gifts and talents to work, but also that you have a pastor. Now, again, if you've missed any part of these, you can go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com, and listen to these over and over. There's also a bunch of other stuff there on how to hear from God, the importance of knowing and believing the love that God has for you. There's a lot of materials there that are absolutely free, in addition to a bunch of other stuff as well. Our partners make that available to you. We have some daily devotionals and some things. There's also, if you'd like to contact us, if you're having trouble finding a local church in the area, we don't know places everywhere, but we'll do what we can do, okay, to help you with that. Now, again, remember, we're answering the question, why do we go to church? What is the importance of church? Does it matter where you go to church? And the answer is, you know, yes, it does matter whether you go to church, but you got to start thinking about what you're looking for when you go to church. And so we've begun to talk about that in light of the pastor's office. Now, the pastor's office is the one that's responsible for the pillar and the ground of the truth. That's what Paul called the local church, the pillar and the ground of the truth, okay? It is the very foundation of truth in the body of Christ. And it's not that other ministries don't pursue truth and teach truth. It's just if you're going to get grounded in it where you become stable in it. Remember, when Jesus saw the people wearied and scattered, he said they needed a shepherd, or they needed a foundation is what he was looking for. They need to be grounded in the truths that they hear. You know, here's the thing. You can go to a convention, you can go to a seminar or something like that, but that does not mean it's becoming a steady diet to you. And you're, you know, sometimes there's a difference between preaching and teaching, okay? And preaching means to proclaim. Teaching means that you're explained how to walk in what was proclaimed. In other words, hey, you should do this, right? That's proclaiming. This is how to do this. That's teaching. Now, taking that a little bit step further, people say, well, I get great teaching at conventions. I have no doubt of that. But the other thing is that, one, normally those people aren't actually the office of the pastor, or they're not your pastor. And the second thing is there's a local body by which you can, with your brothers and sisters, learn how to put these truths into practice, okay? Now, again, what are you looking for in a local church? Well, we saw where from Jeremiah that you would look for a shepherd according to God's heart. Now, that does not mean that they're doing everything you want them to do. It means that they're following after their God with their whole heart. Doesn't mean they're perfect. Everybody's going to make mistakes. I make plenty of them. But I do have a heart after God, okay? Now, it says that when you go, that the shepherd should feed you with knowledge and understanding. Knowledge is not enough. It has to be understanding. You can't just have a bunch of stuff thrown out to you that you're not getting in such a fashion that you're able to put it into practice. Okay, and so you've got to get a hold of that. All right. So if you're going to a church and it sounds good, and again, I'm not saying they're not great services. Okay, they can be great services, but are you getting understanding? Understanding of who Jesus is. Understanding of how much He loves you. Understanding of what does this word say, and how do I apply what this word says. By the way, if they're giving you understanding of other stuff and not giving you understanding of the word, it's still not a good church. Because the very point of salvation is eternal life. And eternal life is to know Jesus. And one of the main ways you get to know Jesus is through his word. So if you're not hearing his word, by the way, the word is so important. It's what Jesus used on the mountain of temptation. If you're not getting established in the word, if people are not telling you that you need to be in the word for yourself, hear the word, this is how what the word says, it's not a good church, okay? Because Jesus got these things, put these things into the body of Christ, the churches, to get you established in truth. And truth is his word, okay? My words are spirit and they are truth. Okay, so as he goes on here, it says that now we're looking, it's the other effect of going to a local church is not just being fed with knowledge and understanding, but that you would multiply and increase. Now, I believe that's in every area of life, not just some. Now, again, pastors, you need to be believing God for this to take place in the lives of your people. And then also you people as the congregation, you need to be believing God for that this to take place in your life. Now, then we shot over to Jeremiah 23, and it says in verse 4, I will set up shepherds over you. Now, notice the shepherds are going to be over you, who will feed them. In other words, you are going to be fed, not entertained. Okay? And again, feeding is not always fun. Sometimes you got to have broccoli. Can't always have Heath Bar Crunch Pie. Okay? And sometimes you're going to be fed things that you don't necessarily enjoy, but they are necessary for healthy growth and development. Okay? So quit trying to pick which messages you want to hear. And get before your pastor and let that steady diet be going into you. Who will feed you? And it says they will fear no more. Okay, so we started to talk about this. In order not to fear, two things you know you're going to have to hear. You're going to have to hear the gospel because it is the power of God unto salvation. You're going to have to hear about the love of God because the perfect love drives out fear. Okay, but you should begin to enjoy the benefits of not being afraid. Okay. The second thing is that you shall neither be dismayed. This means to be discouraged. I think another way you should look at that is that you should be encouraged. In other words, your courage should grow. When you walk out of your service, do you have courage to follow God? Courage to do his word? Courage that you know a little bit more about how to apply his word? You should be strong and courageous after coming out of a service. You've been fed on the word of God. Now, does that mean that you're not going to be corrected? No, that is going to happen. Now, let's get into this now. It says here that, nor shall they be lacking, says the Lord. Okay? This is another. Now, again, let's talk about, let me kind of recap. Why is it important that you go to church? Why is it important that you push your rear end out of bed on Sunday and then press through even though you're tired after work to go on a midweek service? Okay, here we go. The church is the pillar and the ground of the truth. You don't go, you're not going to get grounded in the truth. Two, you need to be fed with knowledge and understanding. Okay. Three, you should be increasing. Four, fear should be going out of your life. Five, it will help eradicate a discouragement and give you encouragement. Listen, maybe I'm getting ahead of myself, but doing the word of God takes courage. It just does. Because the entire world seems to be going in a way contrary to the word of God, and you need to have courage. Not courage to jump on everybody else's case, but courage not to bow your knee when they jump on your case and try to convince you that wrong is right. You got to have courage. And how does that come? Through being grounded. Well, where does that come? Being grounded in the truth. How does that come? The local church, right? And so now the next thing is that you shall not be lacking. The local church is designed to eliminate lack from your life, okay? Does that mean you should show up with your billfold open? No, that's not what it means. Purse open. No, that's not what it means. It means you should begin to grow. You should be having a steady diet where in each of the different areas of your life, spirit, soul, body, financially, and socially, that you're being fed on the Word to encourage you and to keep growing, right? And again, maybe it'll be a little bit at a time. I know year after year I teach on faith normally. And little by little, the people get more and more of it. What are we trying to do? Keep them from lacking anything in that area. Keep them from lacking anything in the area in love. Keep them from lacking any area in wisdom. Now, one of the things, and this is, and we might have talked about this before, but I want to refer back to it. But one of the reasons that you, one of the things that you can be lacking is in your faith. Because people get this idea, well, I don't need to be a Christian. I don't need to go to church to be a Christian. Absolutely true. Absolutely. You do not need to go to church to be a Christian. But if you want to be a well-rounded Christian and a Christian without lack in your life, you do need to go to church because the local church was designed for that. Plus, Paul said you would be lacking if you did not attend a local body. And I'll explain that probably tomorrow or next time. But these are the reasons that we're trying to get you established in going to church. This is not for you to put your butt in a seat. This is not to get money from you. This is because all of these things are things that will produce in your life, that the pastor's anointing will produce in your life, that the truth will produce in your life, that the local church is designed to produce in your life. That's what we're trying to get you into. That's why we want you there. That's why we want you there as many times as we can get you. That's why when they have special services, we tell you, hey, don't miss a one. Because there's too much going on in life that you don't need to be lacking in any area. You need to be fear-free because that's all the world's trying to preach to you. It's trying to discourage you and make you not want to go on. And what's the cure to that? The local church and the pastor's office. We'll talk more about this next time. Stay tuned for these important announcements. And remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Your success and happiness is very important to all of us here at Kurt Owen Ministries. That is why we invite you to send us any prayer requests that are important to you. Kurt Owen personally prays, along with a full team of prayer partners here at Kurt Owen Ministries, for any and all of your prayer requests that we receive. If you would like us to add our faith to yours regarding anything that you would like to ask the Father for, simply write it down and send it to us either by email at connect@kurtowen.com or send a regular letter to Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Center Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. Let me repeat that. Email is connect@kurtowen.com. Regular address is Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. When we receive it, we will talk with God about it with the expectation that He is faithful to His Word. In Matthew 18:19, He says, if we here on earth agree regarding anything we should ask, He will do it for us. That is what we will do, so you will be able to expect your prayer to be answered. We would love to pray for your specific prayer requests. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head to toe for both horse and rider. They are your Wrangler Pro Rodeo and Horseman headquarters. They also have a boot department with Ariat, Double H, Carolina, Justin, Rocky Durango, Danpost,
Lucchese Boots